Well, you get to speak Japanese, then you speak New Jersey-ese, and now you speak Alabama-ese. And that, with me today is Kota Kiriyama. And Kota, you've traveled all over the place to follow your dreams of being a professional bass fisherman.
Yes.
Well, talk about that a little bit. Talk about where you, you know, you came from Japan, of course, people know that, but, you know, you moved to New Jersey to get your schooling, but how'd you end up in Alabama?
Well, of course, fishing is my main thing, but when I was in Japan, I always wanted to be a bass pro, and then I come to New York and Jersey area, and I spent some years in there, and I went to the school, and I have a four-year college degree, then I went to California, then I finally come to Alabama and became, I guess, I don't know if it's the first or second or third, but I become like a Japanese redneck in Alabama. But I'm really happy with it because, I mean, fishing is all about, you know, all of my life. So I make more friends and lakes around my house. And, you know, it's just a lifestyle. It's perfect for bass fishermen here.
Well, you know, you've been a pro for a lot of years. Back in the 90s, you started, and you know, you had a lot of Japanese companies. Of course, Japan Shimano, and of course, Yamaha has been real big in your life. But you've recently changed boat companies and went to Basscat. And tell me a little bit about the reason why you made that change.
Well, the main reason is that the tight communication that I can have with Rick, who does all the operation for the Basscat. I mean, you don't... There are a lot of people out there in the world, and you don't really expect anybody, you know, like that person to email me or call me just about every day or every other day to make sure everything's okay. Then I realized, well, you know, fishing, professional fishing is not just a fishing anymore. I mean, you've got to have everything together. You have to really concentrate on fishing. You can't have a worry while you're out there. And then Rick offered me something that I have never even think about that I can, you know, have a, you know, type of the business relationship with. And then, you know, that really makes me feel comfortable. So that I had the things with him that I could not refuse. You know, that I can get in touch with him all the time and, you know, let him know what's going on. He listened to my opinion and I mean, everything was good. Well, so was Yamaha. That's why I always stay with them too. The main thing is I've been with them since I became full-time pro, and then I never really had any problem. They always take care of me when I am in trouble. You know, I have trouble with everything. I mean, not just by, you know, engine or everything. I mean, it's just more really close. You know, I can really be really close to them. So that's what I really need. You know, it's not just a product and everything. So that makes a big difference, and then, you know, make me feel very comfortable.
Well, if you take the variables out of it, if you take all the bad things that could happen out of the picture, then you get to concentrate on fishing.
I mean, if it happens, it happens. You know, and we can't really have everything perfect all the time. But then what you're going to do when you have a trouble or you're in, you know, when you break down with everything, right? Then there they are. They're always there for me.
Well, let's talk about Shimano Japan a little bit. You know, a lot of people, of course, in the United States know about Shimano USA, but you've got a very long and true relationship with Shimano Japan as well.
Yes, I do. They are also, I've been working with them since I became full-time pro, too. They are very close to me. I always speak to them. They always email me, and they like the people who, you know, who work hard, and the support they have is unbelievable. I mean, they do everything for, you know, for me, and then I like to offer the same thing, you know, to make, you know, everybody out there happy. And then the support they have is unbelievable. I mean, all my people who I work with is that way. Only reason I work with the people who, you know, I work with now.
Well, let's talk about product development. How much are you engaged with product development, looking at new products, some of those kind of things?
Well, I do give them ideas, and, you know, they, of course, they know how to make it, and if I give them idea, they know how to make it as a product, and, you know, they know the durability and everything like that, and they know, you know, we all know when we look at these things, you know, all the products at the store, when they are new, it's very difficult to tell the difference. The big difference comes when you know, after you've purchased all those stuff, a month, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. then you see the difference. And that's where they work. That's why I've been working with them, and that's the biggest difference.
Well, let's talk about this year. You've had a pretty good year on the Elite Series. You did well in the Opens and have had, you know, some good success there. Talk a little bit about your season, if you would, Kota.
Yes, I started kind of slow. This season I tried to get, you know, accustomed to you know, how it goes and everything like that. But at the last half of the season, I started picking up very well. And then I think I did pretty well with all the things, to maintain my mental thing and, you know, be ready for the tournament. And then that's how I got it better and better. And then hopefully I can carry this momentum to next year, Elite, and do well.
Well, you lost one tournament this year that I'm sure you would have liked to have maybe 2 ounces more, right?
Yes, that is true. I did have ounces, to tell you the truth. But I had a dead fish penalty. Why I got beat by that.
You had enough fish to win, but you just didn't. You had one that died on you, and so that's why you weren't able to win that event, right?
That is correct.
Well, let's talk about the future a little bit. The Elite Series, you know, the schedule's out and everything's ready to go. How does that shape up for you?
Oh, I'm ready. That's all I can tell you. I mean, the Elite thing's been great. You know, I make a lot of more contacts, and all my sponsors are happy. And then I have some potential that new, you know, the companies to bring into bass fishing industry. And, you know, I'll find out very soon. And I mean, those are the Bassmaster Elites have a lot of exposure, and people really get excited, and I think it's a great thing.
Well, Kota, you know, as always, you look at bass fishing, and bass fishing continues to grow, and, you know, since you came from Japan, you know, and bass fishing is very, very popular there, but you also look at it from the standpoint is it's really not thought of as a game fish in Japan.
You mean the bass fishing?
Right, correct.
Well, bass fishing is it is considered as a game fishing, you know, when it becomes a tournament. They have a lot of tournaments and they enjoy fishing. They also had other kind of fishing before bass fishing. So, I mean, people in Japan enjoy bass fishing and people in Japan enjoy other fishing. So, but the game part of the bass fishing is really getting, you know, popular in Japan too. And that is why all those people in Japan, their dream is to be in America and to fish the circuit.
To get out and become a professional fisherman. That's the dream you're living.
Yes, I'm living a dream. And then I'm, of course, really happy. I mean, no matter what you do, of course, you know, it wants to become a job. Everything's very, you know, hard. But, you know, I'm doing what I love to do. And I have nothing to complain. All those experience, and it becomes my happiness later.
Well, yeah, and then that turns into victories and everything else follows up, doesn't it?
Yes. And it's just unbelievable, the lifestyle that I'm having right now. I get to meet a lot of different people all over the world. Then I get to see different culture and scenery and people. It's all for, you know, just to widen my view of life. And that really, you know, give me a depth in my thought mentally, and, you know, I just really appreciate all the luck I have in my life.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and there's probably some more luck in the future for you too, Kota. Thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, thank you very much for your call.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.